get ready to laugh your ass off.
I don't think this is quite normal.
I heard it might even put hair on your chest.
It's the Lesbian Lounge.
Gee, I never dreamed it could be that exciting.
We'll leave it tuned in and keep someone listening here all the time.
I'll turn the mics on now.
Buzz.
It's tradition.
I like when we start early.
This is the drink of the week.
No, it's not. Don't get them confused. It's what you're drinking this week. It's that's all.
All right, this is the drink of this week. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Lesbian Lounge with Denise and Donna on mylesbianradio.com. And I want to welcome you to the third annual Drink Drunk pre-Thanksgiving festivities.
It's time to stuff those turkeys, ladies. Get out those turkey basters and make a baby.
And speaking of stuffing, we have a good Oh Yes segment for this week.
I think it's appropriate.
It's exactly appropriate. So here's the thing.
And we haven't had one of those in a long time.
Yeah, we certainly haven't. So we're going to make it. By then, we'll be nice and buzzed. But here's the thing. Oh, look, at somebody has a pilgrim hat on their turkey. Oh, it's you.
It's me. Look at all of them have little pilgrim things.
Aww. Very cute. Very cute.
I'll show you another
Join
one.
Join us in look the chatty really quickly. What's that?
That's a pilgrim girl.
You can tell by the shoes, right?
With lipstick. Apparently they're not Amish. They're just pilgrims.
Pilgrims are not Amish, Denise.
I thought they were all the same thing. Like Quaker, Amish, pilgrim, all the same thing.
Oh, that's a kind of cereal.
It's like the NSYNC in 98 Degrees. All the same thing.
No, here's the thing. In case you haven't joined us on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving before now, you should know that by mistake, 2 years ago, not with any planning, I should say, 2 years ago, Denise and I decided to, really kick it up a notch because neither one of us had to work the next day, and we had so much fun doing it.
Then we realized that Thanksgiving always falls on a Thursday, and we will never have to.
It was a really bad idea.
Exactly.
This is the worst idea we've ever had.
I'm so sleeping on the couch.
The hell you are. Oh, I got shit to do. Vicky will drive you home, and I'll push your car over tomorrow.
I'm in the We already are fucking up by not having the phone with us, but that's just a little example of what's to come later, because that was from last year, and in fact, I did have to get a ride home, and I plan to have a ride home again tonight, which is awesome.
You haven't even lit that yet.
One hit, Denise. Uh-huh. One. Mm-hmm. One hit, and you got the little funter. Is my hair pulled back? All right, good. Ready? Here goes, guys.
Should I say who it's courtesy of? Because yeah. It's so weird. This bud is courtesy of Rena's new girlfriend, MDJ's new girlfriend.
This bud's for you.
This bud is for her. Thank you, Lenny.
Fuck, I'm scared to death.
Yeah, we don't know that much about her.
She did not kill us. Ben's in town. He might stop by. I doubt it because he's already, like, you know, with his girlfriend. So I don't think he'll see him very much. But I need to...
Well, yeah, they don't get to see each other on a regular basis. So you know what they're doing.
Step away.
Oh, good.
I want to say hi to Mimi, who just jumped in the chatty. And by the way, hi to chattiers. Hi, Mother Stacy. It's been a long time.
I don't think you introduced yourself. Would you like to introduce yourself?
I said with Denise and Donna.
Yeah, we don't know. They don't know who's who.
I would be Donna.
Okay. That would make me Denise.
And over there in the corner, the lipless wonder. Producer Vic spinning.
The lipless wonder.
And then, real short story, Vicky had a little surgery on Friday that ended up being a big surgery. And she's all taped up. She had stitches on her lip and her, and it's really... It's everything's fine. We just didn't know how bad it was going to be. So she's relegated to a liquid diet, like something like after a tooth pull, only you can't use a straw, so you get a dry socket.
Wow.
So she's like doing everything through a straw, as you know.
The cream of wheat.
Cream of wheat through a straw, which is very... By the way, thank you so much for you and Julie for bringing her the straws that are as big as a nickel. Because that...
If you're going to be trying to pump food through them, I'm thinking, well, a milkshake straw isn't going
to
do it.
Hey, Sky. I mean, hey, Valentine. Nice to see you back. Here's the thing. So I had to go get her, like, liquid refreshments and shit, you know, stuff. And, like, she can spoon, but since it's the upper lip, you can't really use a spoon or a fork to
wipe. You have to turn it upside down like a pudding thing.
Right.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, applesauce on a spoon upside down.
No, that doesn't hold.
So now she's using an infant spoon to eat things with because you can turn that around.
You dump it in your mouth. Yeah.
All right.
I got it.
Small enough to open your mouth just a little bit. All right. So at 11:15 on Friday evening... I, you know, being the amazing caretaker, great girlfriend that I am, I went to McDonald's to get her two ginormous chocolate shakes. And I got her a sundae with no topping because she doesn't like hot fudge. She likes just cold chocolate. But it's automatic. They see a sundae. They have to give you things. So, Denise, yeah. I have another present for you from me, from McDonald's. And it is a package of peanut shards, Denise.
I spit these on my monitor once.
I spit them on my monitor once, and
excellent.
It became a given.
I will chew these by the end of the night, and when you make me laugh, I will spray
excellent.
The show
oh,
monitor
fuck,
with them.
I forgot a really long pad, because Ben already made me pee. But that's besides the point. Oh. So,
And you can't even laugh.
Yeah, you can't. Vicky can't laugh because her lip will
split
open.
She's got a pinch the lip, I know.
Hey, do you want to call Kathy DeBona real quick?
Or it's up to you.
You know, we're really not on schedule today, so let's talk. Let's tell everybody what we're doing and why we're doing it. Or don't. We'll just call.
We like to start off the evening calling everybody we know. We'll go through our celebrity phone, our phone bank, and pick out some random numbers and call some people and find out what exactly they're stuffing their turkey with.
Oh, I fucking love it.
And then you get drunk, and then we'll do it all over again.
Yeah, the more drunk we get. Yeah, I'm digging it.
Okay, here's the thing. They don't know we're calling, right?
No.
Hi, so this call. Leave a message at the phone. I'll return your call as soon as I can.
You got it, right?
Record your message after the tone. To send a numeric page, press 5.
Oh, blah, blah,
when you
blah,
are
blah,
finished
blah.
Recording,
oh, no,
hang
no,
up.
We can do this
or
one
for
too.
Delivery option.
Are you guys enjoying
press
this?
Pound.
We love when this happens.
Love T-Mobile. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
It's Denise and Donna from the Lesbian Lounge. We were calling to wish Jill Bennett a happy Thanksgiving. And we just want to make sure that she has, like, the best day. And if you could just pass along, you know, our sincerest wishes for a happy holiday, that would be awesome. And also, we wanted to discuss a little bit about the company that Donna did accept the job with.
We have to talk, Kathy. Please call tonight if you can. Otherwise, we'll discuss as soon as you're able.
I hope you're not making some kind of tofu cheese spinach salad because people say they like it, but they really don't want that on Thanksgiving. Bye, Kathy.
Bye. That's fucking awesome.
Oh,
very
man.
Awesome.
I sent her the link yesterday to that Jill Bennett.
Tell him in your mic.
Oh,
and
you did?
Knows what you're talking about.
Oh, Jesus.
She's like, She's like, at least she can talk. She had Angelina and then some upper lip, and it was like not sexy.
Yeah.
My top lip was touching my nose.
Yeah. You are such a rotten ass girl.
No,
where's
top
my page?
Okay. Here, in your
you
folder.
Oh.
Who's buzzed? Who's drunk?
Tell them how rotten you were.
How rotten was I?
I knew we should have swooped in and took over.
Her,
I knew
her.
It,
oh, no,
Vicky.
You got her. I can't.
Tell
her.
All right, here's the thing. She's in the room, in the surgery room, having the surgical procedure done because it wasn't like in a hospital. It was like in a clinic. And they let me be in there to be with her while they were waiting. And she's very anxious. Shots in the upper lip. Nice. Very, very bad. Worse
twice.
Than any other place. And
she
lost her numb, so they had to do it again. It was really, 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 really awful. But they let me stay. And I was surprised because... I already can't think. That's so cool.
Why was she surprised, Vicky?
Because it was a sterile operating room.
Okay,
yeah.
Makes
watching
sense.
The whole procedure.
And they let me sit there and watch the whole procedure. But she was in this chair ahead of, like, in front of me, a little bit higher up, laying down the whole time. And I'm watching, and, like, the doctor's so cool. He's, like, listening to music. He's singing. I'm trying to harmonize. I'm thinking, I'm in a fucking sterile environment. She's having stitches in her lip. And I'm watching the whole thing. And, like, in 3 seconds, this whole process went through my head. Like... Wow, this is really cool. Ooh, but it's a sterile environment. I love this shit, though. I watch it all the time on, like, TV, but, oh, my God, what if I gross out because it's Vicky and I get sick? Why would I get sick? I watch all this all happened in my head in, like, a split second. So then I was, like, really into watching because it was very fucking cool, and he had to,
I would have been sitting there with a box of Junior Mints, like, this is awesome.
It was pretty much like that. But, so here's what happened. So she's in the chair. He does the one row of stitches.
She asks him, who sings this one song?
Yeah, I go, hey, is that James Blunt? Yeah, no.
Yeah.
But anyway, Lifehouse, whatever. So anyway, he goes, who I like, both. Well, Lifehouse, not so much implant. Here's the thing. So I watched the whole stitching thing, and I'm like, that is so freaking cool. And he goes, okay, Vicky, we're doing
Did you want to try one?
Yeah. We did 2 rows of stitches. That was the inside stitches. Now we're going to stitch you again. And I'm like, oh! Right. So meanwhile, she's still fine. And, you know, she's not feeling like anything at all except a little pressure, a little pulling. So, okay, that's cool. So I thought I fucked up on the phone, but I'm good. It's good. It's fine.
Stop looking at it.
Okay, stop looking at me looking at it.
Oh, okay.
So the doctor leaves, and the surgical nurse is like cleaning her up and putting on the Band-Aid, and she's still laying in this dentist chair like position, and it's like she's far from me. She's like 10 feet away from me. I'm sitting where her feet would be, right? Mm-hmm. So they're cleaning her and they're putting lotion on and they're describing how to bandage everything, and you know, I'm watching from this perspective below her feet and all, and then the surgical nurse goes, okay, I'm going to sit you up, sit up slow. So she sits up, and it's the first time I see that her entire lip is stuffed in her nose. It is so swollen. And oh my God, Denise, I burst out laughing.
No, you didn't.
And the surgical nurse goes, looked at me, and I go, oh my God, I am so sorry.
Oh my God.
I offended the nurse, and I look at Vicky, yeah. And she's like, she knows. I mean,
oh,
you know.
My,
so she's
God.
Like, she's hurt, and she's shaking her head, right? And she's hurting.
And she can't laugh because you're laughing.
But she's not going to laugh because it was so inappropriate. It wasn't the kind that you laugh at inappropriate. Oh, so I'm sitting there going, "Oh baby, I am so sorry." And I'm like laughing so hard, like tears. And I'm like, "I'm so sorry. I felt
Donna.
So shitty. I apologize for 2 days."
Yeah. You should still be doing it.
Honey,
make a public apology here.
So sorry. So, all right. So I have this whole job thing. So I've been telling really funny stories at, I didn't bring my poem. Whatever. I didn't. So anyway, so I was telling.
Play a nice song for you,
baby. I'm playing. Is it Say Goodbye?
Oh, I thought that was for me.
She can't even kiss and kiss for like 6 months. Imagine, ladies.
Oh, that's
not the
man.
Song, honey.
Okay, if anybody can't hear me because I'm squealing, please call 866-504-475.
And push your mic back just a hair.
And tell me to lower it, not volume, but octave. Octave is the key.
If anybody can't hear me, call in. Sorry, can I say if you can't hear me, raise your hand? Yeah.
And tell me to drop it a key octave, octave. I can't wait till we get to the news.
I haven't even pre-read the news tonight. That's how fun this is going to be. So we want to know what you're cooking, where you're going.
Barb wants to know if you peed while you were laughing in the sterile environment.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Yeah,
had a blub. I did.
Had
a blub. Sterile pee.
You're in a sterile. We learned that in our old show.
You can clean a wound with it. It says.
You're supposed to pee on a jellyfish sting.
Yeah!
It's got to mean something.
It was on Friends.
I saw that episode of Friends.
But here's the thing. How come when you have a UTI, the pee doesn't clear up the UTI?
Somebody else's pee would.
Oh, see?
Vicky, you're a bad
girlfriend. You have to have someone pee on your pee hole.
Vicky, you're a bad girlfriend. You didn't pee on me to clean up my UTI.
No, I didn't.
By the way, if anyone...
I would have taken the opportunity to whiz all over you.
Here's the thing. She's holding her upper lip together like in a pinch, so she shouldn't. If
I know.
She's going to split, and somebody's going to have to come take her to the hospital.
I told you.
I can't do it.
My friend had that thing taken out. You know that thing that connects the top of your lip to your gum?
Yeah.
Well, my friend was getting braces, and they had to snip that, and she had that big, like, monkey face, what you're talking about.
Oh, my God.
For a really long time. Like, hers doesn't look that bad. Kim was, like, for 2 weeks, she had to go to school.
She's
going to
be pretty swollen for 3 weeks, and then she's going to have this scarring issue that we'll have to be really careful of for about a year, actually.
Wow.
Somebody feel sorry for me right now.
Oh, my God. Is this really about you? Somebody feel sorry for Donna.
I swear to God. I just peed right now. That was it. That was the sound clip of the year. Squeeze it shut, Mickey. Squeeze it shut.
Pee, splash.
Oh, my God. Vicky just had her face cut out, and Donna's like, does anybody feel sorry for me? Jesus Christ. Don't ever call me selfish, ever.
True.
Don't ever call me selfish.
I am the most selfish person.
We can look at this 2 ways. Either you are way more selfish than I ever was, or I've taught you well.
Point B, thank you so much. Knuckle up, bud. Knuckle up, bitch!
That was definitely... If we were standing, I'd do a chest bump right now. Honestly.
Come on, get up.
You'll hear the closet doors rattling. fall off, the lights breaking.
The mics will go down. Vicky will be like, please stand by.
Throw in a Lori Michaels tune. When in doubt, throw in a little LM.
Oh, holy fuck. Shit. All right, what are you drinking? It's 9:20. What are you drinking?
This is what I've been drinking since like 6 o'clock because I had my internet issues.
You know what? You're even really loud. That's fine.
I know.
Awesome. Go on.
Bring us down in here.
No, go
I'm
on.
Scared. Bring us down. I don't want to listen to this on Sunday. I'm drinking Diet Coke and tattoo rum with a squirt of lime.
I think that tattoo rum should be drunk at other people's houses because that's good stuff.
Honestly.
I think this is a night of celebration.
I couldn't do the vodka because rum will like sneak up on me, which I'm okay with. Vodka, it's with me the whole time. Mm. So I figured we'll just wait for it to hit.
I can't even light a cigarette. We're supposed to quit smoking Monday. Are you going to join us?
What's Monday?
I don't know.
Before the holidays? Oh, no. Jesus Christ, I've just gotten dumped. My heart's in pieces. I'm dating around like a whore bag. I got to be able to smoke right
then
now.
Then I'm not going
to
quit.
No, don't. Because I'm going to have good stories and we have to have, like, smoke cigarettes when we talk about them.
Bonnie's going to kill me if I don't quit, though. Whatever.
Just tell her you did. What's wrong with you? Just tell her you did.
I'm honest.
And then all you have to do is not smoke around her.
No. She's
going to
do the same thing.
I know, right?
Jewish single friend Bonnie, if you're listening, don't listen to Denise. I won't lie to you.
She might a little bit.
Let's do show stuff.
Could we?
Could. Good.
All right. Wow, that was like a really long opening. Okay, so last Thursday was...
Let's call your mom. Let's call your mom.
My mom? Why first. My mom?
All right, let's call my mom.
I want to find out if she's stuffing her turkey with latkes.
You go on right a fucking head, because I will piss if you say that. I hope she's home.
Where would that dirty, filthy whore be at this hour?
Cooking in the kitchen like she should be.
We're gonna
find out. We're
gonna find out. I got it. I got this one. As you spark up a bowl, you're calling your mom.
Hello.
Hi, Arlene. It's Denise.
Hey.
How are you?
Live on the air.
How are you?
You're live on the air. I was just checking in to see what you're stuffing your turkey with, a knish or a latke.
Hey, I think you're being rather personal.
It's my nature.
Listen, you stuff your turkey with what you want. I stuff my turkey with what I want.
I think I'm going to stuff mine with marijuana.
As a matter of fact, I just finished brining it.
Ooh.
Oh, yes. This if will I knew- be a lovely, lovely brined turkey, and it's brined with salt and brown sugar, oranges, lemons, peppercorns.
Get out.
Bailey.
I'm coming to your house.
Yes. You are coming to her house.
I am?
Yeah. What the fuck? We're doing the rounds.
All right. I'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, Mom.
I might make an appearance tomorrow. You know how
I hopefully, because we're...
Save me a seat next to you.
You know, we're 14 people, and we're only having two turkeys.
Two pounds of turkey
that's
each.
Incredible.
Awesome, right?
I'll be there. You save me a seat next to you. You know how that's how we work it.
Should we tell
them
what we're
doing? Okay, but that means you have to tend bar.
That's all right. You know.
She's used to it.
I'll work off my dinner. Don't worry.
Hey, watch it. That's my mom.
Hey, tell her what I made you to drink.
Mom.
Yes?
This is our traditional drink drunk Wednesday before Thanksgiving. It's our third annual.
I'm afraid to ask.
So Denise fixed me a variety of drinks to choose from, and I chose... coffee with Kahlua and vanilla vodka over ice. Black coffee.
Well, so when you go to sleep in 4 days...
Wired and wasted.
Oh, my goodness.
I know, it's so good, too. Listen.
I'm surprised you're not slurring your words.
She's there.
Listened.
She hasn't listened. You haven't listened.
Why do you think Denise is talking to you?
Arlene.
Yes.
This is Vicky.
Hello, Vicky.
Hello.
Wow, you're even...
I'm talking.
How'd you must have your big girl pants on today.
Something like that.
Your big girl pants.
I was watching YouTube today, and I watched that Does It Blend? And they put a turkey dinner in there, and it blended. So I think I'm good.
Wonderful. Awesome. No, I think you sound better than just to have it mushed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks much better. It does. It looks.
I can nibble.
She can.
Very good. Well, just for that, we won't give you an ear of corn on the cob.
That would be mean.
It would be a little bit mean.
You know, I'm going to have to cut it off the cob and feed her one kernel at a time, right?
Just like we do to all our babies.
All right. Oh, you can go now.
Have a good time.
All right, Mom. You should listen to the show tonight. It's wicked funny.
Well, we just this minute came in.
All right.
How else do you celebrate the eve before Thanksgiving than by having Chinese food for dinner?
Well, Mom, it's a Jewish, it's genetic.
That's a Jewish
thing. You have
thing.
To be
yeah.
doing
no,
that.
No, if you're Jewish, you have to do it on Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm. Right, and New Year's.
Because you know we're all home opening our gifts like a bunch of crazy people.
Right.
Yeah, you're. It's funny because like at Passover, we're like, hey, we can get a table. We go out. And then on Christmas Eve, you guys are going out going, hey, we can get a table. So we're even. It's
fabulous.
Good. I like it.
Oh, well, you girls have a good time.
All right, Mommy. Talk to you not too early tomorrow.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
All right.
Oh, classic.
Arlene, ladies and gentlemen. Arlene.
Let's hear it for Arlene. Arlene of Tamarack.
Now let's call Marlene of Coral Springs.
All right.
You better dial. I did the 954 part because I don't want you to give your mom's phone number out. I know it starts with a 7.
Very good.
That's all.
She might be tired.
Well, good. We'll be quick.
Vicky trashes.
Should be Rick.
What are you gonna tell him?
Hello,
Mom.
Yeah.
Hi, Mom.
You're live on the air.
We thought we'd call you from our pre-Thanksgiving annual drunk dial show.
Cool.
I just want to know if you're drinking vodka tonight.
No.
All right. And then the second thing is, what are you stuffing the turkey with?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Naked?
It's a naked turkey?
It is. Because I don't want to put the stuffing in the turkey. I'm baking it separate so it gets all crunchy on the outside.
What kind of stuffing are you making, Mama?
Just regular bread stuffing, but I put some walnuts in it, toasted walnuts.
Oh. Not just walnuts, Donna. Toasted walnuts.
Yeah,
toasted.
We say people like nuts.
Yes, we do.
All right, so.
Wait, she said we straight people, and I said yes.
Yeah, not even close.
That's so funny.
I know, I got that, Donna.
She's okay, had, Mom. She's, it's Denise's fault.
I made her a mighty strong drink by accident.
And I drank the whole thing by accident.
Yes, yes. You know I'm the best bartender.
It says there are no accidents. You do know that.
There are no accidents.
That's just opportunities.
Huh? Just opportunities. Amen to that.
And did Aunt Joanne feed you tonight?
She did. She made me chicken and rice and broccoli.
Wow. All right.
And I got the leftovers.
Are you doing Thanksgiving at Joanne's again?
No.
Oh,
no.
Mom's. All right.
No, my mother's in town.
Oh, that's... Oh!
She's not allowed to go away anymore.
Oh, my God. What did you make her?
I black coffee, vanilla vodka, and Kahlua.
Ooh, that does sound killer.
Over ice, yeah. Sweet.
Really, really good.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know.
Very good.
It's working in wonders.
What are you doing tomorrow?
We are going to my mom's as well. It's a really interesting crowd. It's Vicky and me and my ex-husband. And then my mom and her boyfriend and auntie and her boyfriend, they're like 80. And then a friend of my mom's.
That's not weird to us, though.
Like,
this is the first year that my ex-husband and his family is not at our house.
Why?
So, because I think one of the girls.
At our house.
The sisters are cooking.
We're having it for Christmas.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanksgiving at one of his sisters.
That's totally not weird to us.
Yeah, that's not weird.
That's normal.
There's no I don't even have a kid.
You have two, you asshole.
They're not going to be there.
So what?
They have girlfriends.
So what? You're linked for life.
Oh, you're linked for life.
You're linked for life.
You have like empty nest syndrome?
Severe. That's why I started drinking.
She's such a liar. She hasn't been home like 1 hour since Ben went to college.
Ben's home right now. He's at home.
Yeah, Ben's home and she's here.
Ben's supposed to come over.
Ben's home for the holiday?
Yeah, he came home tonight.
Oh, but he's not eating at your mom's?
No, he's going to go. That's what I'm saying. He's going to his girlfriend's, and Jason's going to go to his girlfriend's.
So, do you blame them? Tell me about this bizarre group you have, and then you're like, oh, the kids don't even want to come.
Never thought about it that
if
way,
I
did you?
Stop smiling, I would frown.
It's not going to happen.
Oh, that's okay. We're doing a fix-up with Aunt Joanne tomorrow.
Yeah, we're fixing Aunt Joanne up with Ellen.
He's a nice Jewish guy.
Ooh, right. Oh, she'll love him.
And you
who
know,
is he?
Ellen, who doesn't know she's gay, Ellen.
Yes.
Her father, her and Ellen are coming over.
Oh, my God. Your mom, your auntie, your sister will be so in his lap by the end of the night.
You
I'm
think?
Telling you. Yeah. Does he have a special talent?
Does he have a special talent? Yeah, tolerance.
Does he have a special talent? I don't know. He golfs. He bowls.
Well, you know, if he has a special talent,
that's the thing. She doesn't.
But that's the thing. If like that's the thing. That's why it'll be perfect, because she'll have like 10,000 questions and want to know all about it, because you know how she was with Miss Dina Jones' dad.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Totally connected. So here's the thing. You are going to have. Does he like live here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Holy awesome crap.
But here's what I'm thinking. If we should coach him beforehand and say, let's make up a special talent for you. And you say, I can stuff four meatballs in my mouth.
Oh my God.
No, wait. Why don't you tell Aunt Joanne, oh my God, this guy is so rich.
Oh.
Done.
He is so, so
we're calling her next.
And what do you want to bet she says at least one oi tomorrow?
Oh, I bet she'll throw him an oi. Yeah, totally. Oh, yeah. That's going to be their connection.
She's going to throw him an oi, because you know the Italians and the Jews in Easter are the same. They're one and the same. Phlegmless Jews are
Phlegmless
Italians.
Phlegmless Jews, that's us.
Yep, that's it.
Right.
Phlegmless Jews are us.
So you watch. By the end of this thing, you should be saying oi.
Oh, my God, I love it.
Oi, I'm so
Wait. Wait, Mark, does he drive?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Oh, that's it. Ding, 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 ding. He will connect and she will cook for him and that'll be it.
I know. And then I'll have to hang out with Ellen and make her
gay finally.
Yeah.
All right. We got it. We're on it, Mom. We're on it.
God, I have a busy upcoming year.
Very interesting. You have to do a follow up on this.
We shall.
Quite interesting.
We shall.
Most definitely.
Are you cooking tonight?
No, I already did a turkey breast this afternoon and made the gravy. And then tomorrow I'll put in a whole turkey. Because you got to have like the smell of fresh roast turkey and the
of course you do.
For the people who eat those. And
yes.
I already did the mashed potatoes today.
See, so she's been cooking.
Salad's
I told
ready.
You.
Yeah.
All right, you must be exhausted.
I know. And what do I have to bring tomorrow?
Ice.
Nothing, just my awesome self.
Not even ice? They're not even trusting you with ice this year?
Nope.
Not even ice.
Wow. That's kind of like, she is, you know, 40. She could probably do one thing, Ma.
I made the green bean casserole last year.
Oh, will you make one for Frank?
Why?
I'm not making
it. She made it last year for Aunt Joanne.
Over Aunt Joanne. Yeah, you weren't here. That's the thing.
Right. I was in the lap of luxury last year. I loved it.
In Lake Arrowhead.
Here's the thing. You should totally never go away again for Thanksgiving. Because
she's not allowed. She's not allowed.
Like a dream.
I thought I called her up. I was reaming her out.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
I love it. That was totally funny.
I'm having a good time, Mom, because you're never going away again. For
Make sure you have the best time you've ever had, because you are never doing this again. I'm going to make somebody a great wife.
Have fun and have a good day tomorrow.
Thank you, and you too.
Thanks.
All right, Mommy, see you at 2:30.
Okay, and say hi to Arlene. Tell her I said happy Thanksgiving. Oi.
You just talked to her. Okay.
All right, deal.
Bye.
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 Okay,
bye.
Our moms are so cool.
Honestly. Three times a year.
Crazy.
Our birthdays, their birthdays, and Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
The stars of the show. Where were we that time when the girls were like, oh, it was Daytona Pride.
Yeah, and the coordinators.
We loved your mom's birthday song.
I'm like,
who the hell?
Was that really her mom? Yeah. Yes.
I was like, I can't even believe somebody was, that's so funny. It's like the Maria Sharapova dog.
How much do you love that new commercial?
Can we get a picture with Dolce? Can we get a picture with Dolce?
Oh my God.
Classic.
And the thing is that Dolce doesn't say anything the whole commercial.
Nothing. I was waiting. I thought at the end he's going to have one good one-liner.
Yeah, nothing.
Nothing.
We should have them redo that commercial.
We should make the line that Dolce should say at the end.
Okay. Oh, Maria Sharapova, tennis champion. Oh, tennis champion, Maria Sharapova. I am so sorry. Could you turn me into the good light?
Oh, my God. Get me from my other side.
Turn me to my other side. Let's write to them.
We should.
Julie. Oh, no, Julie.
I know.
Right, somebody in the chat room, write a letter.
Quick, send me an email reminding me to write a letter to Cannon.
Yeah, exactly. Or just write the letter.
R.E. Maria Sharapova and Dolce. I'll get it. I'll get it. So is Gemma in town yet, Barb? If you can answer that. I know there's a delay. I'll just sit here and wait.
Seriously.
She's probably not even listening. Her sound's not working. She's just talking away.
And she's talking.
I know. Come on!
Somebody in the chat room ask her.
866-530. It's a what? It's a date? Who's having a date?
Friday at 3-ish.
866-530-4475.
Oh, wait a minute.
Please call.
I see what's going on here.
And
hold on.
What you're saying.
I totally see. Listen to this. They're making a plan to go for Mimi to meet Gemma there, so then she doesn't have to fly to Florida to meet her.
Yeah, that was like bullshit anyway, Mimi. Thanks. Thanks so much. No, I know. She's not been feeling well either, and I've been, you know, again, the MX thing, a bad friend to everybody this week.
Oh.
How awesome am I?
Hey, look,
we have a phone call.
You're corporate awesome. That's what you are.
Fuck shit, yes.
Ah, you're on the Lesbian Lounge. It's Denise and Donna.
Oh, my God. Hello.
Oh, my God.
Hello.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good.
It's the real Gemma.
No.
Totally.
Say something that's Gemma-like.
I know.
That was it. There you go. We're good.
Oh, my God.
All you had to do was breathe.
Oh, my God.
Do we have some kind of drum roll, something?
Oh, my God.
Play your little theme. Play your little theme.
I might cry.
There's no crying tonight. There's
Gemma.
No crying.
No, don't cry, Donna.
Oh, my God.
Donna. Don't cry, Donna.
She's going to be at my house next week, the poor child. Have you had your inoculations?
Yes, I've had all of my needles.
Oh, my God. We're so excited to hear your voice. I can't even believe it. How was your flight over?
Very long.
Where were you before? You were someplace before you got to Jersey.
God, yeah, I was in London before I came to Jersey, and then before that I was in Austria.
Wow.
London and then New Jersey. Oh, culture clash.
Austria, London, and New Jersey.
What are you thinking of the big armpit over there in New Jersey? How's it? How's it smelling?
It's not that bad, actually. It smells a lot like Australia.
Mm. Oh, no way!
Isn't it freezing?
It's cold?
It's freezing.
Yeah, it is.
Do you guys have
surprised.
Do you guys have warm clothes? Warm enough clothes?
Yeah, well, it was snowing in London.
Oh, so you had to get, they had to get ski pants there.
Wow, and now the complete opposite. The less clothes you have when you come to Florida, the better.
Oh, good.
Denise!
What, no?
Denise, don't hit on the cat.
I'm being honest. It's warm here.
Oh, God.
It's like 75 during
the
day.
It's going to be hot here.
Why do you have to make a sexual connotation?
So I can wear my bikini.
Okay.
Why do you have to make everything such a sex?
Why do you have to make everything so sex? Okay. The bikini's fine with me. That's great. We'll be beaching it most of the time since Donna's got a day job now.
What? Yeah. That sucks so bad. But here's the thing. What have you seen or done or gone to so far?
Newark Airport.
Yeah, we drove from the airport. We went into New York today.
Oh,
cool!
And we drove past where they were blowing up the balloons for the parade.
Oh my God!
Oh, cool. Did you have a hot dog or pizza yet?
You've now done things that like 95% of Americans have never done. Just so you know, seriously. Just so you know. All right, go ahead. What was the question?
Did you have pizza or hot dogs yet?
Neither.
No. Come on.
Burger King.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Honey, don't start with the Burger King.
You'll be paying for that tomorrow. Just a little FYI from us here in the States.
Because, yeah, thanks. Travel stomach and then Burger King. Oy.
Wow, that's brave.
We are so excited that you're here, and we are going
to
be more excited. We're going to ask her next week, Denise.
Yeah, next week we're going to get to ask you questions.
I think Vicky's going to ask the question. Vicky, ask that question right now. Go ahead.
I don't remember how it went.
The penis.
I know.
What?
Gemma?
What?
We have a question for you. It's a kangaroo.
Okay.
It's a kangaroo question.
You're not going to ask her if a kangaroo has a dick.
No, they do. But there seems to be some factoid that was thrown out at me recently that a kangaroo penis is actually double-pronged.
Why was this a discussion?
I've never heard that before.
Thank you, Gemma.
Thank you. Thanks for clearing that up on the air, so we have to go not one step further.
I was just going to say, I promise to be sober next week. I promise.
No.
I'll be a wreck as it is. I just can't even imagine she's going to be right the fuck there.
Yeah.
In 7 days.
I know. This is huge.
Seriously. We're very, very, very excited.
We have to shower. We have to put on bras.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big deal. I mean, geez.
Yeah, I will have to shave.
You will have to shave.
She's right.
Before she gets here.
Of course, before she gets here. Not when she's here, during the show.
It's not something this kid needs to be exposed to.
I know, you already gave me the list of things not to expose Gemma to.
I did. Gemma. I'm looking out for you, man. I got your back,
honey. What was on that list?
Okay, here. Oh, let's start.
Yeah. Mostly people, but, you know. People, stores, bars.
I'm so embarrassed.
Areas of town.
I'm so buzzed. Yeah. I can't even tell you. All right. And meanwhile, now I have to work, so.
I know. So I'll handle everything. Just leave it to me. I'm on a $7 a day budget. I can do this.
So are they.
Oh, good.
Oh, God.
We'll be doing a lot of people watching.
Gemma, we can't meet you and James. We're very excited. Is that like the 80th time I said that?
Yeah, you're trying to compose yourself. It's so not even working.
Okay, I'm not going to drop them.
Do you want to just squeal? Because I know
okay.
It's in you.
I'll just pay you out next week.
Absolutely. Awesome.
I can't wait for her to call you out on your crap on the air.
Gemma.
I can't wait.
Gemma,
it's like the highlight of my career.
Gemma, we have such good questions for you for next week. No Gemma's questions. We get to ask Gemma questions.
I know.
Oh, yeah. I should be worried.
Yes, you should.
After 2 years of the stuff you've been sending us, oh, yes. Oh, yes.
We saved one.
I don't know if we could have James in the room for that.
Yes, we can.
Okay.
We saved one in particular for you.
You did.
That you asked us.
You did.
Yep.
She's dying for this. She's dying to ask you this one. It's going to be a fun night. We're looking forward to this.
Oh, gosh.
She's like, Florida's off the trip, man.
Can we skip Florida and go right to L.A.?
No, you may not. Oh, I'm so excited to hear your voice.
This is awesome. So you guys are doing Thanksgiving tomorrow. You're doing a few of your traditional treats, and Barb's taking care of you?
We are. Bob's got a turkey.
Bob's got a turkey. Okay, good. And what are you guys contributing?
Vegemite.
Nothing.
Foster's.
Oh, fabulous personality.
There you go.
Perfect. That's all that's necessary. That's all you should ever bring to the table.
That's like dessert.
Denise!
All right, okay.
Stop with the cheesy eyebrows. We made a deal.
We did?
Yes.
I don't remember that.
Of course you don't.
Do I want to know what this deal is?
Yes, you will want to know what the deal is, but we'll tell you next week.
Donna's going, just watch your back, sweetheart. Yeah. Just watch your back.
Seriously.
All right.
I'm not going to be lecherous. I'm going to be a perfectly fine host and tour guide.
Okay.
This is my living room, this is my kitchen, and this is my bedroom.
Now, would you like the light on or off?
Nice! On for the first 15 minutes, off for the next 2 hours.
Oh, my God. All right, I'm not even showing up next week.
Donna's like volunteering for overtime.
I'm going to stay and pull a double on Wednesday.
We'll swing by and say hi.
Yeah. As you come up for air.
Big rat's nest there.
Oh, Gemma, just have a wonderful time and we'll see you next week.
All right, ladies.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
See you later.
Calling. Bye. Thanks for calling. Oh, my God. We said calling to
nice.
Gemma.
I know.
866-530-444.
It's probably the first time a call is and cost her $200.
75, and we want to know what you're stuffing your bird with, which we didn't ask Barb. I don't want to know.
Holla, bread.
Holla!
Wada holla. Just break off wads of holla. Wada holla.
All right. That would be awesome.
Speaking of poetry, there's some new readers out there. I hosted it, God damn it.
That was an hour ago.
I couldn't think what it was that she started talking about.
That was an hour ago.
It was a small crowd.
By the way, I would like to thank Linny from the bottom of my head.
She sparks up the bowl. Did I mention she doesn't know she donated us the pot?
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
We're going to need a bigger pad, Denise.
I've trained my ex as well. That's all I'm going to say. I know you're so sad. Here, I pinched a bud for you. I'm really sad.
Wow.
It's working out all right. I got front brakes from my mom. I get groceries from everyone.
Are we going to discuss sister speak before
okay.
I hit
so anyways, there.
I am about to have this down. We'll be back in 20 minutes.
The 20-minute lay down.
Wait, no, my drink's not. Is your drink empty?
It needs refreshing.
All right, Vicky, do we need to do a commercial? Yes, we do.
Oh, you would make Beth proud right now.
Where's Beth?
She's probably making a turkey.
All right, we're fucking calling her when we come back.
All right, you are listening to the Drunk Dial Thanksgiving Bird Stuffing Show with Denise and Don on Lesbian Lounge, mylesbianradio.com.
All right, I really need people to get on this turkey stuffing thing. Like, there's people in the chatty. There's people listening without being in the chatty.
Lesbo Wannabe said they were fisting their turkeys earlier. How's that for some... What do you stuff your turkey with? My fist?
She's more than a wannabe, it sounds like to me.
She's more than a wannabe. If you did it correctly, the turkey had one hell of a time.
So, wait, did you use... What was Danny Kent saying? Look at us talking about the chat room.
I think we should baste with wet.
Platinum. My God, I cannot believe...
All right, who do you want to call next?
Wet Jen.
That's why I got this.
Okay, Wet Jennifer. Here's the thing. We cannot talk about that anymore on the air.
Why?
Fisting a turkey?
Yes.
Awesome.
Denise! Did you dial?
No. Okay. I was showing you the number. All right. On my cell phone? You were asking for a date? It's not a personal call today. I just want to catch her kicking back in her office with her big sexy legs on the desk with her ankles crossed, leaning back in her chair.
Oh my God, there's absolutely no way I'm going to read this.
Go lock your door, Jen.
We make...
Hold all your calls.
We may have just called somebody else.
Please check the number and dial again.
Oh, check right. The number and dial again.
Okay, wait. Hang up.
And again. Yeah. And again. And again.
Well, Denise, talk about something funny.
This isn't going to go smoothly. It's all right, so going. Here's the thing.
818.
This is what I open Sister Speak with. Are you ready?
Hey,
don't say it out loud.
Are we still talking about Sister Speak?
You said talk amongst yourselves. So here's what I opened with.
It's an hour.
Okay, I'm single now. And one of the things I've learned is that you got to be yourself when you start off with somebody. So from now on first dates, I'm wearing boxer shorts and a t-shirt.
Denise, I hate to tell you, but she changed herself.
Oh, one phone sex stalkery breathy call and she's changed her phone number. What's that all about? How about this little honey?
Vicky, who do you want us to call? Does anybody in the chat room want us to call anybody? Because we would love to. Oh, absolutely not!
Why?
No.
All right, I'm going to go through my contact list and find out who we're going to call. Are you ready?
Who do you want to call?
I just told you.
Bridget McManus.
Yeah.
Bridget?
Jane Lynch was really receptive last time when she thought she forgot to call us.
I don't think I snagged her number off the caller ID.
Here's the thing. We should call Sabrina Matthews.
We should.
That's terrible.
I know.
All right, we'll do this and then we'll roll into the bar tab.
Can you think you can do this? Because there's no way. You're going to either have to read me the number. All right, hold on. Cannot write it down.
I can't, no.
Right, wait. Write it really no, down. I got it. Don't anybody blink.
Who is this call? Who is this call to again? Who are we fucking calling? Lesbo says no sports. Hey!
You know what? I'm not doing this because I just said don't anybody blink.
I'm trying not to, but my contacts are going to fall out.
What the hell? Why can't we blink?
This is so wrong. Again, this is so
It's what we do, Donna.
Wrong.
It's what we do.
It's so inappropriate.
Call Chelsea Handler. Speaking of what we do. Yeah,
right. If I had her fucking number, I would.
Wait, are we,
Who was that? Who were we looking up?
You gave me Bridget McMahon's phone number.
Oh, yeah. What's the problem?
You can't read it.
All right. Yeah, I can't even remember what the problem is from 1 second to the next.
That's awesome, really. Hey, are you guys having fun? Is anybody else having fun besides me and Vicky and Denise?
I did it. I was going to dial it on this phone. Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to do any better with this nonsense.
No, Bridget McManus, we're totally incomprehensible. Denise, do not call Bridget McManus.
Yes, call her.
We're incomprehensible.
Comprehensible.
All right, it's ringing.
Turn that off. Oh, crap. I'm praying for cell phone voicemails, what I'm praying for right now. I'm going to not talk unless we call Sabrina.
Yeah. We call Sabrina, and then 2 seconds later, we hear woo woo woo
right outside,
outside the window. I've had enough of this bitch. She has a
I haven't talked to her since the show.
Hi, this is Bridget. I'm sorry, Mr. Call. Please leave your name and number.
Daddy Ross says we need a designated dialer.
Shit.
To page this person.
Oh, you again with the page.
What, does everybody have T-Mobile? Hey, Bridget McManus, this is Denise and Donna from the Lesbian Lounge.
Happy Thanksgiving!
We were just calling to find out what exactly you're stuffing your turkey with. So if you get a minute, call us back. We're doing our annual drunk dial show, and you are on the list. Bye-bye now.
That's awesome.
Lesbo Wannabe says, we can hear you. Oh, right, sorry. Anyways, the bar tab.
Did you finish talking about the poetry?
All done.
Okay, cool. I missed it.
Let me put it this way. We've got a Christina equivalent. Not Christina. What
Was
Vicky,
did you know that redheaded Christina and Eunice broke up and Christina moved away? No?
I didn't even know that. But thanks for sharing. Anyways.
They told me at the meeting.
Oh, well, lucky you. There was a girl there.
Secret?
I don't... It isn't now. Thanks. Do you think they can hear us if we do this?
Is it a secret? Did you tell me not to tell anybody?
I don't recall, but...
I heard it at the meeting.
Oh, okay. Anyways, there is a girl there that is as good as Christina.
Awesome.
Not Christina.
Eunice!
Oy. She's got like this... I was calling her Smoothie because she had like
nice.
The smooth rhythms. Oh, man.
What was
good
her name?
Shit. Sonny.
Did they have like a sign-up list like we did? And did you have to, like, write numbers next to who was
I had to write, one of the girls, I think it was Sonny, actually, who said that she came late, and she said, I don't have time to write a bio, and I'm like, a bio? And they have to write, like, a few things down, you know, so when you're introducing them, you can say it.
Wow, that's, like,
so
really
I said, Sonny, don't worry,
to
I'm going
to
write yours. I go, I'm going to write yours, don't worry, don't sweat it. So she's the last performer of the night, and I'm like, I just want to say a few things about Sonny. She likes long walks on the beach. Moonlit walks on the beach, romantic dinner, blockbuster. Oh, I'm sorry. This is her personal, not her bio. Oh, my God. Funny
awesome.
Shit.
Very good. Oh, I'm so sorry I missed it.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
We were in Fort Myers watching a basketball game.
Yes,
me and
yes,
Vicky drove
were.
Across the alley Thursday night, not to watch the game as much, it was to watch Ben play in the pep band in the stands, and it was really cool. But the game ended up being awesome, and Vicky got some amazing footage of this, what was it called?
A dunk?
The alley-oop dunk with a turnaround, and it was freaking awesome. It's going to be on YouTube really soon.
Oh, thank God. I have to make sure I tune in for that one.
Yeah, from Paige of him. Hey, when did this drink get here? Damn it.
Yeah, test it out.
Mm.
Is it all right?
Not that I can taste them anymore, but it's good.
It's not probably cold enough. It is? All right. Okay, they told me I don't have to do sports because Beth is not in the room. Do we want to talk about what the drink of the week is?
We should.
Because it's not what either one of us are drinking right now.
Correct.
But... had I known or had the stuff on hand, this is what we would be drinking. It's
I'm
called
so
a Winter
right
Breeze.
I'm so proud of you right this minute. You don't even know.
It's an ounce of cream de coco,
yes.
An ounce of vanilla schnapps, 1 ounce of Bailey's, and 3 ounces of milk, or a scoop of vanilla ice cream, and it can become a blender drink.
I like a blender
with
drink.
With a big, fat straw.
With a big, fat straw.
And it says... the name comes from the drink similarity... Oh, sorry, wrong one.
Don't talk about the snowball! That's disgusting!
What?
Snowballing
I was going to do a snowball because it's got...
don't!
Lemon sherbet in it, but the comment is the name comes from the drink similarity to yellow snow.
Yeah, so, but here's the thing. Snowballing is completely
all right,
different.
Donna, take it out of the bedroom. We're at the bar now. We're at the bar now, okay?
It's so gross!
Yeah, next time you have a cup of tea... we'll talk about teabagging and how gross that is.
Yes.
So, I mean, seriously, can you just separate the two? Jesus. All right.
Can't do that anymore.
And I'm doing the one I should have done last week, but since Kathy DeBono talked our fucking ear off, I couldn't get to it. I'm kidding. Your face.
Oh my God. Does that have to come back?
You crapped a little, didn't you? Little poop. I'm guessing because the look on your face was priceless. We only talk like that when the mics are off.
People are lying.
All right.
Oh, I bet the mics are off now.
All right, here's the thing.
It's going to be funny, isn't it?
Okay.
This is the whole... She's going to play this song the whole show.
That's all right. They were just saying she was so on with the songs. She's okay.
Awesome.
She's entitled to take a little break and just let this play.
All right.
On a continual loop
for
until
11.
All right, you didn't just burp, did you? You didn't even know you did.
I didn't realize that's what it was.
Twice? Second round. Oh, somebody wants to ask me a question. Go ahead, throw it in there.
I need a bigger pad.
Are they want to know what teabagging is? Oh, it's like when a guy's balls fall on your nose.
They stand. Okay, you're sitting below the guy.
Here you go. You're going to get the clinical definition now, baby.
The guy stands above you
in some
way.
I'm guessing it's something scrotal. You're correct, sir. It's when they hang on either side of your nose.
And the guy hangs each testy one each on the side of your nose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all. No big deal. Would you like to talk about snowballing now?
No!
Come on. You know you want
to. Yeah, we'll throw up.
Go ahead.
I'm not talking about it.
I'm not going to throw up. I'm going to laugh.
Not talking about it.
Come on. You know.
I will throw up. Not,
come on.
Not talking about
Donna,
it.
Donna, we've like talked about scat on the other show.
This isn't the other show. Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Now you censor yourself.
Oh,
unbelievable.
My God.
All right.
Do the fatty food review then.
The fatty food review?
Do you have one?
I got to go with Rosie's. I've eaten at Rosie's more times than I can count this week.
Yeah?
Thursday night, Friday night.
Oh my gosh.
It's kind of like, yeah, it's the old Hamburger Mary's, which is now called Rosie on Wilton Drive, and I had a shebop wrap.
Shebop. Bop.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And the gentleman I was dining with had a Wilma Stink Breath Burger.
Awesome.
I shit you not, that was the name of it.
I believe you 1,000%.
Mm-hmm.
The gentleman. You're so kind.
And then on Friday night, I had my Southern Lovin' Salad.
Tomatoes.
No tomatoes. But now they put onions in it, and I wasn't impressed with that. What are you doing? Really? Come on.
No, with
that's not
mustard.
Something you sneak in a dish.
Honey mustard?
Honey mustard, fried chicken,
mm-hmm.
the caramelized pecans, cheese, bacon bits, and then they ruin it with red onion.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Unbelievable.
What a mistake.
But anyways, yeah, I feel like it's my second home now, and I spotted a honey.
Oh, numbers?
No, a lot of eye contact, and then I chickened out at the last minute. But I got to tell you how smooth.
And that's who your gentleman friend has a date with on Saturday.
My wingman second in command. Here's what happened.
Yes.
I was waiting for him to show up, right? Our buddy Rob, waiting for him to show up. So my friend Shelly, with an SH, calls me. Just want to clear that up in case you were thinking it was spelled another way. Shelly with an SH calls me and says, what are you doing? I said, I'm at Rosie's. I'm waiting for Rob. And she was like, yeah, is it busy? And I'm like, yeah, actually it is. I'm like, kind of got my eye on a little honey at the end of the bar. And she was like, really? What'd she look like? I'm like, I don't know. She's probably like my height, maybe my build, maybe a little bit curvier. She's got dark hair, pale, you know, not like pale skin. And she's with a couple. It looks like these two girls are together, two blondes. And she goes, oh, that's Judy. Go up and say hi. I'm like,
no.
I am not going up there. You don't know for a fact. She's like, I totally know it is. I know it is. I know it is. And I'm like, Shelly, I am not going up there because God forbid you're wrong. I will be traumatized and I'll never do this again. She was like, I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. Just go up there. Just say, you know, hey, didn't I meet you at a party at Shelly's or something? She's got no memory. Don't worry about it. I'm like,
oh,
I'm not going to do it. So now Rob shows up. So I hang up with Shelly and I tell him the story. So he's like, you going to do it? Are you going to go over there? And I'm like, no, I'm not going to go over there. So we eat dinner, we hang out, we're leaving. He goes, I got an idea. Let me walk in front of you. Because now he's going to come behind her as we're walking.
Of course.
Okay. Flips open his cell phone when he gets right behind her and goes, hey, Judy, to see if she turns around. And she didn't. So it's a good thing
I
didn't do
God!
It.
No, she thought it was Rob and didn't want to turn around.
She knew she wasn't on the phone.
She didn't even flinch.
She knew she didn't have his phone number.
Well, you think you hear a name, you turn around. So we were waiting for something.
Not the case. Mm-hmm. Not the case.
But you know what lesson I learned?
What was the lesson learned, Denise?
It was an opportunity missed, and I shall never let it happen again.
An accident, you say?
An opportunity missed.
An accident is just an opportunity, Denise.
An accident is an opportunity missed.
Yeah, it doesn't apply here. I'm just like so that's not working for me. It doesn't apply.
I don't even know if it makes any sense.
An accident that didn't happen.
Right. A missed accident.
So I'm going back tomorrow night. I'm thinking maybe it's a Thursday thing.
Very well. Why don't you have Shelly with an SH come?
She is, actually.
I think I should join you.
You're allowed.
All right, I think.
You're an excellent wingman. I wouldn't have even had this problem had you been there.
Hi, Joanne.
If you were there, I would not have had that problem.
Aunt Joanne is here.
Aunt Joanne made it. We were going to call you.
Sweetie, hi.
I'm so glad you're feeling better. Oh, you look so cute in your satin jacket.
First week in town and she got sick.
She's got her satin jacket on today.
Those are her nighty pants. Her nighty outfit. That's her night suit.
Very, very cute.
My daily suit.
That's her night and day suit.
Very, very suave. Very.
Yeah, poor Aunt Joanne was here last night where I was pulling my hair out with the internet guy.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
Sorry you had to.
I had to close the door because I knew I was going to drop a few F-bombs. She was like, okay, all right, heading back home.
Well, we're so glad that you're home.
Did you get your job?
I took the job, Joanne. It's really quite the shame. I'm really hating every minute of it.
So when you get a toll-free phone call and it's Donna, just hang up on her like the rest of us are going to do.
I'm like really not happy about this.
You're not selling something.
Nope, I'm doing collections.
Oh, that's all right. I don't owe anybody
anything. All right. She's in the clear.
Wish I could say the same.
Yep, she's in the clear. Off the list. Very good.
I didn't give you a little kiss. Hello.
Oh my God.
Careful, don't squeeze your face.
Let's talk about my fatty food review because it was very special.
Your fat ass food review is on what?
You're going to be so happy, everybody.
I know it's nothing you cooked.
You're right.
Okay.
It's totally nothing I cooked. Right. But you're going to be happy that it happened for me.
Oh, okay.
So Monday night.
Tell me it was the fucking ribeye and I'll rip your face off.
No, okay. God, no.
Okay. I thought that's why you were sneaking over there Monday. I'm like, that dirty whore is going to eat the ribeyes.
No, I actually went.
Two.
Everybody
hear what you're
saying.
Yes,
everybody
can hear.
All right,
and comment on it as well.
Everybody in the chat room type, hi, Joanne, real quick so that she knows that we're live and you can hear us. Okay, so let me tell you about the food. It's awesome.
Okay, go ahead. All right.
So I was invited for dinner to the house to Shay Daddy Raw. And no, it wasn't the fucking ribeye.
Okay.
But there was a very special treat prepared for just me as an appetizer. And Denise, I need your full attention.
Sorry.
No, that means look.
Okay.
I was told to steer clear of the kitchen. Keep your eyes right here, buddy. Right here. I was told to stay out of the kitchen, which I did because I listen well. And I was told that when my surprise was ready, I would be beckoned to the kitchen. And here's the thing. I walked in and there was a gigantic plate of perfectly prepared
scallops. Oh, you finally got your scallop
sautéed in garlic and butter. And
was this charity?
Charity?
Yeah.
No, this was.
You went to a kitchen.
I did. Oh. I went to Shay Daddy Raw.
Yes.
Who eats
kitchen.
No seafood whatsoever.
Oh, so this was just for you?
Just for me.
Wow. Treated like a queen.
It was absolutely excellent. And I savored every one.
September, October, November. Yep. You've been wanting scallops for 3 months.
And I have been so well taken
care of. She's been listening every Wednesday, though, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. I just wanted to get that time frame lined up.
And here's what happened. She goes, and here's your fucking scallops.
So the presentation was fabulous.
Yes, but the service wasn't that great.
I know.
I swear to God, that's not what she said. It was a big surprise, and I was
that's very nice.
Really, really happy and really grateful. Good night, Joanne.
Wait, you didn't ask her a question.
See? Hi, Joanne.
What question?
Stuffing the turkey.
Oh, what are you stuffing the turkey? She's not making the turkey. My mom is.
Turkey.
Yeah.
All right.
If you were making a turkey.
If you're
I don't stuff it.
See, it's a family thing. Everybody makes their dressing separate.
My family doesn't stuff.
You know what I put in there?
Here you
celery,
you ask.
Onion, a couple of carrots.
And the bird, so that it cooks with savory.
Right.
It goes into the...
With savory.
Savory.
She just said it cooks with savory. Did you hear that? One more drink, Donna.
You should totally have a drink. Seriously.
One more drink. One more drink, and we're not getting through the end of the show.
Hey, it's almost the end of the show. Let's get to some other cool stuff like Gemma's questions.
Oh, that's right. She sent us 2 weeks
worth. Because Vicky doesn't have any stitches left.
I know.
Bye, Joanne. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy stuffing.
Happy stuffing.
Happy stuffing.
Make sure you close the speaker.
We had a good deal today.
We did. I just told my mother. My talk called my mom.
Uh-oh. This might be a collection call, Denise.
Really?
Go.
Hi, you're on the Lesbian Lounge.
Hello.
Hello.
What do I owe? Hello? And can I set up a payment date?
I think it's a scallop call myself.
Is this Daddy Ra?
It certainly is.
I'm the only one who knows.
I knew it was the second that I heard her voice. Fucking knew it was the second I heard her voice. Are you calling to tell us what you're stuffing the turkey with? Please. Can that please be while you're calling? What kind?
Just stuffing, regular normal stuffing.
No, we don't believe
like
you.
Stovetop?
She made it.
I forgot to buy the portobello mushrooms.
Oh, that fruit stuff.
Yeah, but you have to make the rest of it anyway.
Not without the portobello mushrooms.
Daddy Ra.
It's going to be regular, grunt, boring old grandma stuffing.
Here's your fucking
stuff.
Listen, you're bringing me down, man.
Did you hear what Denise said about the ribeye?
Yes, and the ribeyes are safe, Denise.
Okay, just checking because this.
Safe.
You know what? This little bitch seems to get everything she wants, so I just wanted to make sure.
How right is she?
She's not getting her hands on
How do you like your steaks, Denise? Medium rare?
Medium, actually. Not too mooing.
A little horseradish sauce you like?
I do, along with a nice baked potato.
We had delicious baked potato.
No.
Yeah, well, she made a whole other meal. Oh, my God. She made a ribeye.
Don't even. What did you just say?
High round roast.
Okay.
And delicious.
I thought I busted
baked
her in
potato.
A big fat lie right there.
I did too.
Man, I jumped all over that.
And fresh baby peas. And it was really good, but I so could
I love the baby pea as opposed to the teenager. The college pee,
and
if you will.
Teenagers can be a little tough.
Yes, they can.
Yes, they can. Oh, good grief.
And unruly, they run around the plate and, you know, scoot off the plate onto the floor.
They try
you
to go
make
out
them
after
with something.
Midnight.
They try and sneak out. You got to make them with something heavy to mix them
with.
You
have to put them under mashed potatoes.
A la Shepherd's Pie University.
She said pie.
You talked about scallops. We all know what that house reeked of.
Oh, my God. They were the most delicious ever. How do you know?
I don't know.
I'm just kidding.
If she cooked them there, I'm thinking.
They looked good.
They were very...
Did you just take the bong and pass the light, say no on the light? You just want to fondle the bong for a little bit?
I don't think I should have anymore.
Let's let Daddy answer that.
Daddy Ra, ask her.
Should Donna have one more hit?
She's like the magic eight ball.
Shake it. Ask again later.
Whatever she thinks,
she can handle it.
Whatever. If she thinks she can handle it.
Do you think I can handle it?
I asked you that.
I think you're way past handling it, actually.
I am so in trouble.
Oh, good.
Can Vic handle you if you have one more hit?
I don't think I'm going to have to.
Oh, what does that mean? That means I'm the only one left.
Uh-huh.
Give me that back.
All right. Another hit it.
I am not taking your sorry ass home later.
I'm not going home.
You're not.
I'm not going home.
You're not.
That's right. I'm not going home. She's staying here.
Here's your options. Here's your options. The big blue chair outside on the patio. My truck.
A lot of poon in that car.
There's a lot of poon in
There's
that thing.
There's a lot of poon in that thing.
Or, what's my third choice?
I don't want to know.
And no, no, you don't.
No, no.
Or no. Face first on the carpet.
I think we might have face first on the table in about 30 seconds.
I think we have a winner.
the reason that I called, guys, is because I believe that I'm off on Tuesday and Thursday.
Thursdays are
so
wonderful.
I'm wondering if I'm cooking for Jenna.
Ooh. Oh yeah, she's totally gonna make this rolled pork. This rolled pork that she did with the fruit stuffing.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's like a signature dish, is it?
Oh my god, it's totally the best one ever with the brown sugar. No, that's not what you want to make.
It was an experiment.
Yeah, but it's now the house dish.
Oh. Look at her bossing you around.
I thought scallops were the house dish.
Yes, sir, that is correct. I don't know what the song is all about, but you can stop playing it now.
Oh my god, I have the even longer version.
Okay, so anyway, I think that yes, we will cook for Gemma on Thursday. That is when we will cook.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
That'll work out awesome.
All right. Awesome. I don't know where we're doing the feasting. I don't know. I'm not sure where we're feasting. I'm not sure where we're going to actually be feasting. But you'll bring, because it'll be awesome. Unless we all come to her house.
Whatever.
Well, that'll be fine, because I'm happier cooking in my own kitchen.
I know you are. I know. All right, we'll work it out.
Load up the van. We're all coming over.
I know where everything is.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah, she needs to be in her element.
Shea is an Australian cattle dog, so she probably likes
She would totally understand her accent.
Yeah. You might get some intensive training there. The dog's going to be like, I totally get this.
All of a sudden, Shea is like peeing outside, eating when she's supposed to, not begging anymore, not barking anymore.
I don't know about that.
Not barking.
Oh, good grief.
Let's go on.
Reservation for 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
All right, Daddy, thanks for checking in. Wait, no stuffing, plain stuffing, right? That's what she said. I forgot if we asked her the stuffing question.
I'll look and see what I have in my kitchen. I might have something better to report later.
She flies by the seat of her pants, and I like that.
She is a pant flyer.
Yeah.
She is a seat pant flyer.
She is a seat pant flyer.
Yes.
Awesome.
Very open to new and alternative schedules.
Nice.
She's very creative in the kitchen, though.
Very good.
That is actually very true.
That's good. I like people that take risks.
I do.
More people should.
Well,
that coming from a Virgo.
All right, guys.
Glad you checked in. Thanks. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
See
ya. Nice, Daddy. Bye.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes
yes, it's the personals. And boy, how much more personal do you need us to get tonight?
Great. That's bad.
I'm going to need a taxi. Can somebody call me a cab?
I knew I should have bought that bike.
Ben, pick your mother up.
Oh, let's call Ben. Wait, you want to call Ben?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
All right.
Let him have some sex.
I am, but it's like a couple of hours. He's probably ready to go again.
They're young.
I know, but
they haven't stopped.
He should so pick us up.
I can drive.
Oh, she can drive.
There you go. You're going home, bitch.
Not right away.
Make no mistake about it.
Not right away. I'm not. I'm going to stay here for a little while.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, God.
What are you doing?
Personal.
Okay, cool.
Crappy tagline, crappy picture, and crappy about me.
Excellent. This is going to be wonderful.
Honestly, here's the thing. And this, I just found out about this firsthand. If you're going to make a profile with a picture, or you're going to blast your pictures on your MySpace, they had best be current. I am telling you.
That's very true.
There is no worse surprise than someone showing up and looking 12 years older than their picture. All right?
Yeah.
Just saying.
Just putting it out
so
there.
So now here's the thing. I looked at this and I thought, this is going to be one of those dates when this person actually meets somebody that responds.
Yes.
Because there, you cannot tell me that this picture is not from 1986.
Oh my God.
Because this is Kajagoogoo. This is Kajagoogoo. Tagline is kissing you soft.
Oh, that's awful.
The picture?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, mullet.
Yeah.
Cut off jean vest.
Yeah.
Big electric guitar.
Oh, awesome.
Okay. Single, never been married, white, Caucasian, open about the sexuality, looking for a long-term relationship, lives with a roommate, considers her looks athletic and jockey, doesn't smoke.
In high school.
Doesn't do drugs, drinks socially.
Taurus.
Taurus, whatever. So doesn't have children. Life. Career, of course, so a funny. Singer.
Of course.
Yeah, I know, Kajagoogoo. Hush, hush, you're too shy,
Hush, shy, shy.
Okay, so the about me. Looking for warmth in a woman. Sincere, trustworthy, but most of all, warmth.
She
could you
be,
throw up?
Could she be cold-blooded?
What the hell?
Jesus.
What, have you been so shit on with your musician and like, every groupie's just using you to get in your pants that you really need the warmth of
the
an
warmth
honest woman?
Of a woman.
Honest, trustworthy, whatever. Sincere. You're not going to find it if you're going to be a musician, all right?
Seriously.
That's that.
Seriously.
Yeah. Next week, we're going to review this Leonard Nimoy lookalike with the flat iron hair and the Hollywood tan.
Perfect.
Nice.
That's the whole thing?
That's it.
Oh, my God. That's the whole thing?
That was it.
That was so shitty. Did you write to her?
No.
Well, I totally should have written to her. Told her how shitty it was.
Hey, your ad
right
sucks.
Now. Call her right now.
She's local.
Let's call.
Oh, she's local, too.
That you broke the rules. That's a lot of rule breaking in one night, Denise.
Yeah, well, I you know what? It would be her good fortune to run into me in a bar. I'll tell you that
her
right now.
Her name's Judy, by the way.
Not quite. You know, Judy looked a little bit like Lisa Thrasher.
Oh, why didn't you nail her right there, for fuck's sake?
Can you believe it?
We should call them tonight.
It's a little late.
All right.
What are you stuffing your bird with? DVDs of Itty Bitty.
Itty Bitty Titties, thanks. Okay, it's becoming increasingly harder to keep my head in a vertical position.
What do you have?
I was just going to do some announcements.
Oh, go. Oh, okay. What do you got to talk about? What don't I know?
This Friday, the monthly Stonewall Library movie at Stonewall Library, Fort Lauderdale.
Oh,
the movie
Judy.
Of the month is Amour de Femme. The story is about a lonely housewife and a dance teacher. Ooh la la. Go ahead and check out Stonewall Library, Fort Lauderdale. Just Google it. 7 o'clock. And also, you know what? I can't do this announcement this week.
Oh, poor DJ Harmony wants you to call Maria right now.
No. No.
Are you afraid of what you might say?
No.
Are you afraid you'll make an ass out of yourself?
Way too late for that. No, that is not the case. But thank you for begging. Seriously,
thank
I appreciate
begging.
It.
Appreciate
oh my God.
I wish I could do the rap for you right now that I did in the team.
I wish I had a video camera in my hand as we speak.
Because my face?
Yeah. Your cheeks are up underneath your eyes.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody! Happy stuffing!
Oh my God!
Thanks for joining the Lesbian Lounge.
Just for old time's sake, say this was the worst idea ever.
This was the worst idea ever.
We'll see you next year. Having another bad idea.
We'll see you next. Oh, for this. Oh, yeah. Next year. Oh,
next
sorry.
Year, it's going to be another bad idea.
Fuck yeah, it is.
It's kind of tradition now.
Absolutely awesome.
All right, so well, next.
Thanks for the good drinks.
Next week we'll be broadcasting live from the Courtyard Cafe.
We'll see.
No, we are. I've confirmed. Thanks.
Oh, and, cool.
So, and we'll have the big treat because Gemma will be with us. So don't
Do
make plans that Wednesday night.
Have to work.
Have a party. Have a party. And let everybody hear it because it's going to be great.
Absolutely.
Honestly.
So we're going to ask those questions of Gemma in the restaurant.
Yeah.
Awesome. Very fucking awesome.
You betcha.
You betcha, honey.
You betcha.
All right, so in case we didn't say, this is the Lesbian Lounge with Denise and Donna on mylesbianradio.com. Happy stuffing, everybody.